We're learning that when it comes to the placing of the Chanukiah, that it should be done in a way which you're going to be maximizing the Parsumi Nisa, the publicizing of the miracle. To this end, the Mechaber continues and tells us that Ner Chanukah, Minicho al Pesach HaSamach Rishas HaRabim Mimchutz, that we place the Chanukiah in a way in which it is facing the public thoroughfare, so that the maximum amount of people can see the Chanukiah that is burning. And then he says, Im habayis pasuach rishas harabim, menicho al pischo, that if, let's say, in your house you have a door opening to that is a rishas harabim, then in fact that is where you should place the Chanukiah. V'im yesh chatzer lifnei habayis, a courtyard in which the courtyard is connected to the rishas harabim, then menichal pesach chatzer, at least the courtyard which shares other people that are living nearby, they will walk in that public area, and therefore the miracle will be publicized. Now I want to focus on the next part of the Shulchan Aruch. V'mahayidor ba'aliyah, let's say you do not live on the bottom floor, but you live on a upper floor. She'ein lo pesach pesuach rishus harabim, your door does not open to the rishus harabim because your door leads to some stairs to get to the bottom level. So menichu b'chalon asamach rishus harabim, he says that what you should do is you should put it in your window and pick the window in which the most traffic is going by it. Rishasa sakana she'ein rishah l'kaima mitzvah menichu al shulchan v'dayim. Of course, in a time in which of danger, which a person cannot practice their religion, then one would certainly not wish to publicize the miracle because it could be life-threatening or something terrible could happen to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, you can put it on the table, which is a nice way of saying you can put it in a way which is hidden so that only people in the house will see the candles and no one else. So the Mechaber clearly tells us that a person who lives, let's say, in an apartment building, that one should choose to put that in a nearby window. Okay. But then the next halacha tells us exactly how high this Chanukiah should be. It says that preferably it should be above 3 hand breadths, 3 tfachim from the ground, and lower than 10 tfachim from the ground. And then he says that v'im hanicha l'malo mi'asar tfachim yatza, that if in fact your Chanukiah is a little bit more than, is above 10 tfachim, or let's say 40 inches above the ground, that's not a problem. However, v'im hanicha l'malo mi'asar amo lo yatza, if you would put your Chanukiah that it is so high that it is more than 20 amos from the ground, or let's loosely translate that as 40 feet, could be a little bit less than that depending on how much an amah is, you have not fulfilled your obligation. And the reason for this, the Gemara in Shabbos says, but the Mishnah Berurah explains this, so we don't have to look in the Gemara, that the Mishnah Berurah says, the little shelter of Enai, that if it's so high up, the whole purpose of the candles is so that the miracle should be publicized if it's so high that people are not going to be looking at it because we don't, beyond our peripheral vision on this side and that side and above, we don't see typically something which is above 40 feet unless we're purposely looking for it. So therefore, Parsumi Nisa will not be realized. And because of that, since that is an integral part of the mitzvah, therefore you have not fulfilled your obligation. So, with that said, one could ask the question. Apparently the Shulchan Aruch told us in the previous halacha that if you're living in an upper floor, then you should put in the window. The question is, what if you live in an apartment complex that is just not 2 floors? Let's say you're living in a skyscraper. You're on the 20th floor, the 40th floor. Use your imagination. Certainly well above the 20 amos. The question is, have you fulfilled your obligation by putting it in a window? Because after all, do we look at it that this floor, we're looking at, I'm on the 40th floor, so it's less than 20 amos from where I'm standing. Or on the other hand, the Parsumi Nisa is for the people from the outside. And the outside, this window where the Chanukiah is way above 20 amos, and therefore they will not see it. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that in fact, as you can imagine, is a machlokas. And we'll just share this with and we'll stop. But he says as follows. A person who lives in a place in which there are many floors, and there living in an apartment which is clearly above 20 amos from the ground, Kosav Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says, Shelo yaniach haneros b'chalon hapon rishus harabim. You should not put it in the window. Why not? Kivan she'ein hekel b'nei rishus harabim. Those people that are walking outside will not see it because it's above 20 amos. Shelo malo b'chaf alma ein ha'ayin sheletas. And since a person is not going to be able to see it, then by you putting it in the window, you're not accomplishing anything by doing so. El yaniach b'pesach mul hamezuzah. Rather, you should put it by your door, and you should put it on the left side, or that which is opposite of the mezuzah, so one's house is surrounded by mitzvahs. And that's what one should do, and not put it in the window. However, not everyone agrees to this. The yesh shekosva, those that say that you're not really comparing it properly. Because if we're looking at a menorah, or let's say the real example that we're more familiar of, is the sukkah. That if you're sitting in a sukkah in which you have an obligation, that you're sitting in a sukkah, and if it's above 20 amos, you're not going to realize you're in a sukkah because you're not going to look at the roof. But what happens if you're in a place in which there are more than one large apartment building? They're one next to the other. Just go to Manhattan and they're all over the place. So in that situation, if I am a peeping Tom and looking out my window on the 40th floor, perhaps I can look through a window, or up until the menorah, not into the person's home, but at least I can see what's going on. So is that considered to be a way around this issue of that it's above 20 amos? Because in fact, there are other people that could see it that are not 20 amos below where the Chanukiah is. And that's what some say. The Yishikoslo Shim Yishnum Mesvivo Od Bibinyanam Rabbi Komos, if you are living in a place where there are numerous such large buildings, Inkein Lagami Elo Hagorim Sham Bikomos or Elyonos, those who are living in these larger buildings, Enehem Sholtas Bibotehem Shiknegdom, Apul Mal Miasr Mam. They are going to look at them even though the buildings are above 20 amos. So Lachain, according to some opinions, Yadav Lahadik Bechalon Beso. It is better to put it in the window. That when it talks about Persimunisa, it's not talking about the people on the top floors, but it's the people who are physically walking on the ground. And therefore, for this reason, again, some say that it's better that it should be put by the door. But again, one in that situation would certainly ask the Shaila as to what one should do, but you can certainly rely on different opinions.